This is WNYC and WNYC.org. I'm Amy Eddings. Thanks for tuning in. New York Congressman Peter King and Michael Grimm both expressed confidence that the votes will be there January 15th when the U.S. House of Representatives takes up $51 billion in Hurricane Sandy relief. But Republican lawmakers are filing multiple amendments that could sidetrack the bill ahead of Tuesday's vote. WNYC's Bob Henley, contributing editor for Politics and Investigations, is looking at the amendments and joins us now. Hi, Bob.
Hi.
So just remind us where we are at with Hurricane Sandy relief. This is the second of a two-part package after House Speaker John Boehner refused to bring an earlier relief bill that the Senate had already approved
right.
to the House floor for a vote before the end of the legislative session
right.
earlier this month.
So we had $9.7 billion in lifting the flood insurance debt ceiling that passed just recently by a large bipartisan vote. There were some 67 Republicans that opposed it. Now what awaits us is Congressman Hal Rogers of Kentucky, head of the Appropriations Committee, has a $17 billion bill, which is immediate relief, much less controversial. And then Congressman Frelinghuysen from New Jersey has a $33 billion spending bill, which would look at the long-term issues, storm hardening, Army Corps projects, long-term things. The logic behind this was originally this would give Tea Party Republicans something to vote against, create consensus around the $17 billion, and if they feel really that strong, because we are in a tough fiscal position in the country, they'd have something to vote against.
So tell me about these amendments that you're seeing being filed.
Fast and furious.
How many?
70. And what you see here is they had until 4 p.m. today, and these are pending. These are not necessarily going to go through, but one from Congressman Brooks in Alabama offers a set-aside where they would pay for Sandy relief by zeroing out all foreign aid assistance except for Israel and Pakistan. In another case, we have Representative Michael Mulvaney from South Carolina. He wants a 1.63% across-the-board cut in discretionary spending as an offset against any disaster spending. This is something that advocates of the bill are concerned about because it's, they say, sets a precedent. Usually disaster aid doesn't have to go through this kind of set-aside because it takes time to sort through that. Usually in the past, we've gone right through and said, this is important, let's get it to the people as soon as possible, and it didn't get involved with this kind of partisan bickering.
So what we're seeing is Republican lawmakers filing amendments asking for the costs of this aid being offset by cuts in spending elsewhere. Are you
right.
seeing any amendments being offered by Democrats?
There are some. What they want to do, for instance, is they might want to raise the cap on certain kind of community block development grants that go in. But generally, the push for this and the thing that the boosters are concerned about is making this an issue about spending as opposed to getting the disaster relief out. That's why you heard, for instance, Governor Christie refer to the need to pass a clean bill, something Governor Cuomo also favors, because every time that you have an amendment or a debate about it, you kind of slow it down. It's like basic physics. And the concern is that if you start messing with the architecture of it, all collapse. And the big concern here, Amy, is that the more that they kick this back and forth, Congress has a number of weeks that are not going to be around between now and the big debate on what? The debt ceiling. So we're concerned it could be like Groundhog Day, that this relief could get caught up in that debate just as it was victimized by the fiscal cliff debate.
Right. I would imagine with all of these amendments filed before the deadline today, and then they're supposed to vote on Tuesday and reach some kind of consensus between now
and
then.
Well, now we're showing how the sausage is made. And then also there's a pivotal Rules Committee meeting. The Rules Committee is presided over by Congressman Pete Sessions from Texas. We have New York has Louise Slaughter from New York. She's the ranking member. There's 9 Republicans on that committee and 4 Democrats, and that will really create the context for how the debate happens. I was tipped off by this by Congressman Runyon, the Republican from Southern Jersey, who said, forget the numbers. A critical thing, and you know, he's a former football player, the rules always change in the House. It's not like football. And his eyes and the whole delegation's eyes are on how these rules come out and what amendments actually end up going to the floor.
So that's what will be decided on Monday.
Right.
This committee.
The terms of the debate.
The terms of the debate will take a look at which amendments go forward and which amendments do not. And you're saying that this is a committee that it has a majority Republicans.
Major so, yes.
So briefly, Bob, the effective Sandy, federal aid is further delayed?
Yeah, well, a lot of towns have already gone to the short-term credit markets to borrow, like we saw in Bellmawr, where they want to get a boardwalk in place by Memorial Day. And so the longer the feds take to get the money, it's like a payday loan. It's going to get very expensive.
WNYC's Bob Henley, thank you so much.